this morning to have our guest with us. I don't know if they imagined or we imagined that when we met them in September and in this amount of time we would be able to fellowship with them again and to fellowship with his beautiful wife, Elizabeth. And so it's been great having them in with us this week, and they've been able to do some sightseeing and have some vacation and some relaxation time. And if you were here Wednesday night, they ministered for us here Wednesday, and we had an awesome time, and they ministered at Pastor Jeremy's church on Monday night at Word That Frees. And so we're excited to get to know them more and to be able to sow into this ministry and to see what God's going to do in this ministry in the days to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you're in for a treat this morning and a blessing. So if you'll help them preach, hallelujah, he will deliver the heart of God to us this morning. And so welcome, as you would, to our platform, Jarno Van Dyke and his wife, Elizabeth. And they can do whatever they feel to do this morning as they minister. Amen. All the way from the Netherlands. He can tell you more about that. Bless you.
Thank you. You want to start off first?
Yeah. My English is not as good as my husband's, but so it took a lot of guts for me to stand here. So I really want to thank you all for your generosity, your hospitality, and your love, and it just feels really warm and Jarno said this was like his second home, and I really agree. It really feels good, and I think that's something the Dutch can learn from you, that your generosity, your time, Joyce and Lynn and Lisa and Dave and Crystal. We really love you, and really like it here. And I hope we'll get back here in September. And I really like the dance. I want to say something. Maybe you can translate me. the dance, it says, what does, and I know the song, it was, you make beautiful things out of the dust, it was. That's really our testimony, because when we married, it was the first year, it was like hell. And it really was. And I was getting so depressed, and it was dust, it was nothing. And it's a long, long story, but he really makes beautiful things out of the dust. And so I couldn't imagine us together standing here. So, praise God. Really, yeah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Man, I'm so honored to be here again. Has been for 6 months now. 6 months, September, yeah. So it's really an honor. It's a joy to be here. And like she said, it's not hard to feel at home in a church like this, because this is the atmosphere, the people. We love you guys. We love the house. We love this church. And it feels like our home. You know, we pastor a church in the Netherlands called Grace Family Church. And we have to send their greetings to you guys. So greetings from Grace Family Church. Thank you, Pastor Lisa, for inviting me. It's great being here again. If you want to look up with me, Mark chapter 2. And today I want to talk about healing, physical healing. There was a man called by God to preach the gospel in three little villages in Africa. And in the first one, he preached the gospel, signs and wonders following, and a lot of people came to Christ, so it was successful. He made his way to the second village, and he did the same thing. And again, successful. Started a church, many people came to Christ. And as he walked through the jungle towards the second village, in the middle of the road, there was a tiger. So the missionary thought his life was over. So he fell on his knees, said, God, please let this be a Christian tiger. And he opened his eyes, he looked at a tiger, the tiger crossed his legs and said, God bless this food in Jesus' name, amen. So, you didn't feel that coming, right? Mark chapter 2, It's about a story that a man, a layman, had four friends. And one day they heard about a man called Jesus, not just preaching a message, but demonstrating power. Demonstrating power of God, not just arguments, not just a message like so many other people preached a message, but he demonstrated power. So they took their friend, and when they got to the house, it was so crowded they couldn't enter in the place. So they got on the roof, they made a hole in the roof, and get the man, their friend, before Jesus. And then from verse 5, it says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. But there was a certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they had so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin. And then he turned to the sick of the palsy. He said, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way unto thy house. You know, today's discussions aren't very much about if Jesus can forgive sin. If Jesus can forgive sin, save people. That's not the main discussion. One of the discussions people very often do is about whether or not the Son of Man can heal sick. So it's the other way around today. Amen? So it's not the doubting that God can heal the sick, forgive sins, but it is doubting if God can heal the sick. So it's the other way around today. And I want to talk to you today about healing. Can the Son of Man heal the sick today? Well, he can, absolutely. I read on Facebook the other day, what we believe in our hearts has the ability to either draw us into the very life of God, or it can banish us from ever experiencing that life. And it says in Proverbs 23:7, a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I really like that. What you believe in your heart makes the difference in experiencing the life of God, or banish you from experiencing that life. And that life of God, part of it, is healing of your body, is being walking in health. Last Sunday at our own church, we had a healing service. One of the things I love to do is not just teach about the word, but also practice healing. So to pray for the sick, not just me, I would like to train people praying for the sick. So that's what we're about to do in the end of the service. So get ready. Listen very carefully. I want to just build up your faith, and then we're going to activate it. So if you want to see the healing power of God, you have to understand a few things. First of all, I never knew. I was raised a Calvinist. It's kind of like Presbyterian, maybe. And I was raised believing that Jesus didn't heal today. That it was just for then. It was to show that he is the Son of God. It was to show the apostles. It will have let the apostles show that they are preaching the message of the kingdom. But when the last apostle died, miracles stopped. So that's how I was raised. But I believe that one of the most important things to understand is that healing is part of the atonement of Christ. Amen? So Isaiah 53 in verse 5, it says that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. He bore our sicknesses. And in Matthew 8:17, that was the fulfilling of that prophecy. Jesus went around healing the sick. And it says, so that it will be fulfilled what Isaiah the prophet had prophesied about him. So it is important to know that it is part of the atonement of Christ. I heard a message one day about healing, and it said it was talking about the stripes of Jesus. When he was in the Roman garrison, and he took stripes, and they cut him loose, when he was with his back covered in blood and wounds, those wounds were full and stuffed with sand and dust, because those Roman garrisons and roads were full of sand and dust. And he said, what if every sand grain, every grain of sand, stood for a sickness? So you name one, and that's a piece of dust or a grain of sand. So every grain of sand that hit the stripes of Jesus, that filled the stripes of Jesus on his back and his wounds, just let us see that as a representation of a sickness. So cancer, diabetes, or a blood disease, or MS, or whatever situation there is, whatever sickness there is, every grain of sand represented a sickness or a disease. So from the garrison up until the cross, he was filled, his wounds filled up with sand and with dust. So I believe that when the Bible says he bore all of our sickness, I believe he bore all of them. Amen. So that healing is part of the atonement of Christ. Jesus provided for the power to heal every disease, every sickness. And you know, he even paid for creative miracles. We were at the island of Curaçao for about 7 years ago, and for 3 months we were working with an organization called the Healing Rooms. And one of the things that we did was we opened up a building that every Monday night people could come to the healing room to get healed. So we ministered healing to the sick. We also did that at the Bonfaturo prison. So we taught inmates to heal the sick. And we saw great miracles. But one of the things I never forget is a little boy from about, I think he was 7, maybe 9 years old. He came up with his mom and dad to the healing room. And his back, his the things in the back, his spine was like this. So he was walking like this from his birth. And because they didn't have enough money to go to the doctor, that little boy always suffered a lot of pain from his spine. So we wanted to see how his back looked like. So we asked him to pull off his T-shirt. And you could see his back all torn up. So we laid hands on him, and we commanded his back to come straight again. And we just saw his back starting to move and everything. And that boy just moved all the way like this. It looked like a good dancer, you know. But his back got totally healed. He was straightened up. And he walked out. And the Sunday next to that Monday, our church was packed because everybody knew that little boy. And everybody knew the miracle that took place. But you see, Jesus provided for that healing 2,000 years ago. When he said it is finished, it was finished for that boy, and it is finished for you today. So it's not your right to carry sickness with you, because Jesus carried it on the cross. Amen. So it is in the atonement of Christ. And the other thing that is important to know, that is, it is God's will for everybody to be healed every time, always. It is about 40 times in the Gospels, I think, that it says that he healed them all. Those are 40 different stories. It isn't four stories that has been repeated for 10 times. But it is 40 different times it says, and he healed them all. So it is the will of God for us to be well. It is always God's will. If you ask people, is it the will of God to live in sin? What do they say? No. So is it the will of God for you to be sick? No. So that's not a discussion point. But you see, a lot of people believe that when we do not when we do not see the manifestation of the promises of God, that, well, maybe it isn't God's will, and they make up excuses. Well, maybe it's not his time. Maybe it's not, maybe he has a plan with your sickness to make you better, or to make you more holy, or humble you. But that is not the point. It is a lie. Because it is the will of God for us to be well all of the time. Whether you are experiencing it or not, that's not important. Because your experience is not the truth. The truth is the word of God, and that is always the truth. So to keep that in mind and to keep that as the truth, he healed them all. One of the verses I love most about Jesus, if you would turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. It says something about Jesus that is, I think it's a very unique verse. It says about Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. I love the Amplified. It says, he is the sole expression of the glory of God, and he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature. Jesus was the absolute expression of God's will, God's heart, God's nature. So the nature of God, the will of God, is expressed by Jesus. If you want to know the will of God concerning healing, look at Jesus. What did he do? He healed them all. He healed them every time. And it is the sole expression of his nature. So it is the nature of God for you to be well, for you to have a good life, for you to have a life of success, of blessing, of favor. Everywhere you walk into, if it's a job, you have the favor of God upon your life. And when you believe that and when you speak that into existence, you're going to see some good things in your job or whatever. Because promotion isn't coming from the east or the west. It is from God. So it is the favor of God upon your life that will get you promotion. It is the favor, it is the blessing of God that will get you healed, that will get you prospered. It is believing first, speaking as a second, and then you're going to see the fruit of it. But believing God to be his will for you to be healed, it is important to see how Jesus walked on this earth. And thirdly, because I don't want to talk very long because we're going to do it. He gave us power and authority to heal the sick. Wednesday I talked a lot about the authority. It is grace-based authority. It is the authority that God gave to Adam. And Satan took it from Adam. Then Jesus came. He took it from Satan. But he did not give you authority. Well, he did give you authority, but it is shared authority. So it's not based upon who you are or what you do or what you did not do to exercise that authority. You have been given shared authority. You are sharing the stick, sharing the authority with Christ. So if you screw up, you still have the same authority. You still have the same authority as Jesus has. So you can use that authority to heal the sick. There are a couple of verses I want to read to you. You don't have to look it up. It's Jesus sent out a couple of times people to go out and heal the sick. And the first one is the 12. In Matthew chapter 10, it says, preach the kingdom, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Then he sent out the 70. And it says in Luke 10, verse 9, heal the sick and say, the kingdom has come close to you. And the next part is, he sent us. Because in Mark 16, it says, go into all the world, preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. How many of you believe? How many of you believe? How many of you don't believe? None. That's great. So them that believe, in my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and they shall drink any, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So it is a sign that is supposed to follow us. those who believe shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But see, taking granted when we lay hands on the sick, say God bless you and leave them behind sick. You see, that's becoming the normal in charismatic Pentecostal Christianity. Because we don't see as much of the power of God as we like to. We believe God wants to heal. We believe God has given us authority. But when we do it, most of the people stay sick or stay with their disease behind. You leave them behind with your sickness or their disease. But see, the results that God wants for us is to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we leave a trail of healings, of miracles, of signs and wonders. That is the will of God for our lives. And I don't say that I'm not there yet, but I'm believing for it. And how many of you know John G. Lake? The stories of John G. Lake. Not everybody. He was a famous healing evangelist in Spokane, Washington. And they actually closed two hospitals because of his ministry. And he was so successful in ministry because it was not him who was praying for the sick. He was not laying hands on sick. Well, he was, but most of his ministry was training other people to get the sick healed. And he called them healing practitioners. So they practiced healing. And one of the things he said was to them was, you go out, you preach the gospel, and you heal the sick, and you will not come back until they're healed. And the longest it took for a couple to get somebody healed was 3 weeks. And within 3 weeks, somebody got healed. And two hospitals, it was proclaimed the most healthiest county or city in the United States, I guess. But that was because they knew that healing was in the atonement and they were given the authority. They were given the power to heal the sick. Now, I'm actually about 2 weeks ago, I was placed upon a death list in the Netherlands by people who are against the charismatic movement. And one of the things that they say about me is that because I believe in a miracle-working power of God within me, so that I have the power to heal the sick. And they say that's arrogance. And actually, I was placed on Facebook, that was about yesterday, I placed a post about what I was about to preach this morning. And a good friend of ours, he said, brother, you had to watch your words, because I said, I am going to heal the sick. That's what I was saying. And he said, you might have watched your words, because that you can't say that, because it's not you who are healing the sick. I said, I am healing the sick. He said, no, that's God. I said, yeah, it is God, but God is in me. So that means I can heal the sick. I have the power, I have the authority, I have the name of Jesus in my mouth, I have my hands ready, and whenever I lay hands on the sick, I am healing them. So I was thinking about that, and Acts chapter 3, that Peter and John said to the blind men, they said, silver and gold have I not. So I didn't bring my wallet, but what I do have is this: in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So what I have, give I unto thee. So you mean, Peter, you have the power? Peter didn't understand very well what most religious people today do understand. Or is it? Is it not? A lot of religious people today do believe that it is only God, only His sovereign will, that one gets healed and the other one isn't. But you know, Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but what I have I give unto thee. So he shook some religious mindsets in Acts chapter 3. And the next point is, who is good enough to heal the sick? How many of you believe you are good enough to heal the sick? How many of you believe you're holy enough to heal the sick? How many of you believe that you have enough faith to see the dead raised, to see the sick healed, the lepers cleansed? How many of you believe that? How many of you don't? Just be honest. How many of you think you're not good enough to heal the sick? Okay, that's honest. Again, on the island of Curaçao, we had a healing room in prison. And we trained inmates to heal the sick. And inmates know they're not good enough. You don't have to tell them because they know they're not good enough. But we trained them. I was sharing the same message as I'm doing today. And when I got done, we asked the sick inmates to come forward. They lined up and other inmates to come and lay hands on them. And one of these guys was praying for somebody, and the guy started jumping and swinging his arms around. And so we walked up to them and said, what happened? And he said, well, I had arthritis in my shoulder. I couldn't move without pain. I couldn't even raise my hand more than this. And he said, but look at this. I just felt a warmth come over my body, and I'm healed. And the other inmate, he was just smiling. Well, so he almost said sorry. But so I thought that maybe that guy was maybe a thief, or maybe he set a barn on fire or whatever. And I didn't know why he was in prison. So when we were done, we were drinking some coffee, and that guy sat next to me, and I was asking them, I said, just to be maybe a little bit... Why are you in prison? What did you do? Well, he said, have you heard about the pastor of the Catholic Church of Bonam? That's a country, a county on Curaçao. I said, yeah, he was how do you call that? Strangled in his living room during a theft. Is that right? A theft?
A robbery.
That's it. So he was strangled during a robbery. He said, that was me. About a month ago. I said, you murdered a Catholic pastor a month ago, and now you're here healing the sick? He's good enough. A fresh murderer was healing the sick. And he said, I have done nothing to be holy, to be good enough. But when I got here, people said to me that Jesus died for my sins. Jesus hanged between two murderers. And that made me good enough to accept him, to be his child, and to heal the sick as well. So that's why he stepped out. He walked on water that day. And he said, I'm just going to try it and see if something happens. And he did. And he didn't know how to pray. I mean, we taught them to just take authority over arthritis and say, arthritis, be gone. And I believe that's the only thing he said, arthritis, be gone. And the guy was healed. So you don't have to be good enough. You don't have to have, you know what? You don't have to do anything. You don't even have to pray a prayer. Do you know that? You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, if you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. He didn't say you lay hands on them, you rub their head, you get oil on them, and you pray a good prayer, and then they get healed. He said, just lay hands on them and see them recover. Because it is an impartation of his power in you that will get the healing done. It's not about you, it's about Jesus in you that's doing the job. So I think that's... Yeah. So the next thing I want to share something about is practicing healing in a safe environment. Church setting is very safe because we don't believe in condemnation. In just a minute, those of you who want that, There is no condemnation if you are praying for somebody and you don't see results. Neither is there condemnation when you are sick and you're believing God for healing and you don't see a result. There isn't any condemnation. We're practicing. We're stepping out in faith and we're going to heal the sick. We believe God for miracles, and I believe miracles will happen this morning. But if something doesn't happen, that doesn't matter. There is no condemnation. So it is a safe environment. We had, a few months ago, we were on the street, and we had a healing banner. We had a banner with, and it says healing station on it, with a big arrow on it, and it is pointing towards a chair. And if people need healing, they can just sit on the chair, and we will pray for them. And we were all excited because we were seeing healings and miracles. Just unbelievers. It was in the middle of the shopping mall, so it wasn't like an atmosphere of healing or whatever. People were just walking by, and we're talking to them about Jesus and how he heals the sick today. So a boy walked by with a broken arm. And that was about 3 days ago when he broke his arm. So he had a lot of pain on it. And we said, well, do you know Jesus wants to heal your arm? He said he would. I said, yeah, he will. Do you have pain? Well, yeah, I have very much pain. If I move my fingers, it hurts a lot. So I said, well, can we pray for it? Yes, sure. So he said, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over this broken arm and we command it to be healed. I said, what do you feel? I said, well, it's getting warm. I said, well, is the pain gone? No. Well, let's pray again. I said, again, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And he said, well, it's starting to get better. I said, on a scale of 10, 1 to 10, 1 is no pain and 10 is a lot of pain. Well, he said, I'm probably in 6. He said, well, just pray for the last time, and I don't want you to have any pain anymore. So we prayed again. So now in the name of Jesus, broken arm, I command you to be healed. And he said, no way. I don't have any pain anymore. He was turning it. He was doing like this. And he had it in a cast. So he was walking with a smile on his face. I said, Jesus loves you. So that's how he walked. But you know, we prayed 3 times before we got the results that we wanted. So it's not bad to pray maybe 2 or 3 times. Don't do it 20 times because that's embarrassing. But about 2 or 3 times, maybe 5 times max. But then you have to see results. If you don't, just go on to the next one. But you know, it's not bad to do it again and again. Isn't that a story with Jesus? Jesus had the blind man. He prayed for him, and then he said, "What do you see?" Well, I see people walking like trees, isn't it? And he said, well, I'll pray again. So it's not to be ashamed of to pray again and again. Jesus did it as well. So there is no condemnation, but I believe we are going to see the power of God move this morning. One of the things that we ask people when they walk by in the shopping mall is, did you know that 80 to 85% of all back pains and neck pains are a result of unequal leg length? I say, unequal leg length? What do you mean? Well, I said, a lot of people don't have the same length in their right leg as their left leg because one could be shorter than the other one. So just to exaggerate, people walk like this, and that will cause a lot of hurt in their backs or neck pains or even headaches are a result of those unequal legs. So I said, so then we tell them, well, do you have back pains? Yeah, I do. I do. I have a lot of lower back pain. I said, well, can we check your legs? Well, sure. So they will sit down. We will check their legs. And a lot of people have sometimes this amount of leg length difference, a difference in leg length, whatever. So then we command the other leg to grow out. I said, do you want to be taller or shorter? But that we We command the leg to come out, and those legs are just growing out like this. And then I will ask them, well, can you stand up and check your bag, back? And then they say, well, I don't have any pain anymore. And their backs get healed, and necks get healed, and even shoulders, every kind of pain as a result of unequal leg length. So that's very easy to practice on. It's very fun, actually. We did that last Sunday, and a lot of people went on the chairs, and we just checked their legs, and when the legs grew out, a lot of pain left. A lot of pain left. Even hernias and those kind of things, they can be a result of unequal leg length. So it's very fun. It's very fun to do. So I just want to practice right now. I want to take a moment to just, if there are people, and don't be ashamed, if there are any people with lower back pains, who has lower back pains? Can you just come forward, just sit here in the front row? We're just going to check if you're having an unequal leg length. If you want to see it, just come forward. Because it's real fun to see them grow out. It's really fun. And this is healing the sick. It's very practical. Let's do you guys first. Well, let's start in the middle.
You want to see it? I want to see it grow out. Just come on.
It's there.
Now, in the name of Jesus, your right leg will grow out now, in Jesus' name. Leg length, come out. Right now, grow out in the name of Jesus. All the way, come on. In the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. That's it. Thank you.
Anybody else wants to practice? You got to come forward. It's real fun.
You have
pain from it now? Yeah?
Right now, no.
But you did have pain before we prayed? Okay, amen. That went fast. Anybody else? Yeah? You can sit here.
I don't hurt very much right now.
But what is nine hernia? I don't. I'm not a doctor. So
just relax. Just sit down. Relax. I'm just gonna check.
Full healing of all of those lower discs, herniated discs. I command complete healing to come right now in Jesus' name. You be healed, body, in Jesus' name. We take authority over everything that is not as God created it to be. I command restoration and healing to come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name right now. Complete healing. On the top of your head, the soles of your feet, you be healed. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. You don't have any pain right now?
Hallelujah.
You don't? Okay. That's this way. Let's go to this side.
Hallelujah.
This gentleman, you have to tell me your health problems.
I'm not a doctor, so I don't understand that.
He's got back problems, leg problems, neck problems.
He wants to be healed.
Problems, heart problems.
Okay. You want a full makeover,
amen.
Right? Okay. Well, we'll do that. Just look at the legs.
Just relax your legs. Healing. I command complete healing to come right now in this body. Body, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the healing power of God to come to restore everything that is not functioning right. You'll be healed now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can you check anything?
Thank you.
how to crack
you
it?
You will end up going to come out.
All right. Come on, Jesus. Do you feel anything? Sorry? Want to check your legs, Sue?
Yes, I have diabetic neuropathy, which is numbness in my legs. Yeah. And it's taken over my digestive system, and I have major issues there. But it's just the numbness and the hurting in my legs. So, yes,
exactly. We're doing everything. Just relaxing. Relax. Just relaxing.
Yeah, that's about as relaxed as I
get. Okay, that's anything. That's a little bit. All right, you come out here in Jesus' name. Just grow equal. That's it. That's going fast. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. You come out in complete healing.
Yes.
All the numbness will be gone now. In Jesus' name, I speak life over your body. I speak life into your body. In Jesus' name, we take authority over every sickness, every disease that will be gone out of your body. Come out restoration and healing right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you'll be healed. I command complete healing and restoration to come in the name of Jesus. If God can raise the dead, he can heal your body.
Amen. Yes. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. Come on, in Jesus' name. It does feel better.
It was a burn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The numbness really is a lot better.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, totally healed. Total healing in Jesus' name. Wow. Well, complete healing. We want 100%. Jesus. Yeah.
It's bad. I've lost fingers, I've lost an eye. And I just say that I go through it. God has a reason for me to be going through this. But I want to be healed. I want a good day.
That's his will. In Jesus' name, you'll be healed. Diabetes be gone out of this body. I mean every organ that isn't functioning right to be right now. In Jesus' name, be healed. Every organ must be healed in Jesus' name. Everything must be healed. I speak life into your body. Everything that has died, I command it back to life again in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. You will even enjoy life again. You will enjoy life again.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. And even the years that have been stolen to you, even up to every minute that have been stolen to you, God will restore it to you. Believing for a full 100%. Anybody else? You? Just relax then. Jesus' name, you be healed. Be healed now, in Jesus' name. Can you check?
Jesus' name. Actually, it started feeling better when I sat down here.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad.
This is an anointed place to sit, I guess. Jesus, right now, complete healing, full 100% recovery, in Jesus' name, right now. Your back will be healed. Is it getting better? You're feeling warm. Jesus. You feeling something? What do you feel? Jesus. Right now, complete healing. Complete healing to come right now. In Jesus' name. Full 100%. Can you just stand up and maybe check it? It has to be better. Come on. Yeah?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Even more. 100% healing in Jesus' name. You'll be healed. Anybody else? You too?
I have trouble with blood clot in my leg, and the circulation is not real good.
Okay. Does somebody wants to come up here and pray for her? Somebody who didn't do it before? Yep. Somebody else? You want to see it? Just come up here. Remember, it's fun. It's not just as serious as it looks like. It's fun.
It's amazing to see. It really is.
Just relax.
Wait, here's the knot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just relax the leg. Relax the leg. Just sit down.
Lord, we command this
leg
to grow in Jesus' name. Lord, we just cause this knot, Lord, to
disappear.
Here it comes. Lord, we command it to grow in Jesus' name.
That's it.
That's it.
Can you feel anything?
Yeah.
What do you feel?
Before I had, felt like lice down my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Is
released, yeah, the pressure, okay, complete healing, all right.
Check it.
It doesn't hurt.
It's usually when I'm leaning like this just
yeah.
for a couple minutes. It hurts really bad.
Yeah. But it isn't? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Command arthritis to be gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Everything that is gone, I command it to come back again. I command healing to come to this body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is damaged, I command it to be restored again. Let healing come. Thank you, Holy Spirit, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I command arthritis to be gone in Jesus' name. Do you feel anything? Can you feel anything? No? Do you have pain now? Yeah? Can I come in and be a bit of
pain?
All
the time.
All the time?
All the time.
In the knees?
Yes.
Okay. But is it starting to feel better?
No.
In Jesus' name. Who wants to come up here and lay hands on it? It's not just me. Come on, in Jesus' name. We want all to be healed. In Jesus' name. Come on.
arthritis, I command you to be gone out of this body in Jesus' name. Knees be healed. Knees, you be healed right now. Lisbeth, you come. In Jesus' name. I command healing to come in these legs in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command it now. In the name of Jesus, I command healing to come. I command every bit of pain to be gone in Jesus' name. Every bit of pain to be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your anointing now. Your healing power now in Jesus' name. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, you be healed. Body, you be healed. Can you feel anything better? Do you feel? You feel the presence of God?
I don't feel
that. Not yet. Okay. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Can you worship Beth? The last song you sing, this one, the one you wrote, right? Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come on. Just stand up and sing with her. Jesus, I command healing right now. Arthritis, you be gone. I take authority over you, arthritis. And you will be gone out of this body. In the name of Jesus. I command this arthritis to be gone. Every bit of pain. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You will be healed, body. You will be healed, body. In Jesus' name. Every bit of pain, I command it to be gone. I command it to be gone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Come bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. For he is good. Sing out his praise, I will proclaim that he will forever reign. Come bless the Lord, come bless the Lord, for he is good. Praise, I will proclaim that he will forever reign.
Keep praying. Okay, every bit of sickness and pain has to leave. You don't have to sit in the front row to be healed. But I command the power of God to come over you right now in Jesus' name. If anybody needs a healing, just raise your hands. Raise your hand. Can the people who sit around those ones to lay hands on them right now? Just lay hands on the shoulders in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we command every bit of pain to be gone, every sickness to be gone. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. In Jesus' name, you be healed. God, I thank you for a collective healing. In Jesus' name, we claim it. It's our right. In the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed. In Jesus' name. Let's be aggressive. Let's be aggressive against sickness. It's not supposed to be in your body. Pain is not supposed to be in your body. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Is anybody feeling a little bit better? Or maybe you have a testimony. Just come forward. Jesus, 100% healing. Okay. You know, the healing power of God is not just for physical healings. I believe for depression,
amen,
for fears, phobias to be gone. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of mediocrity, of rejection, to be broken over your life. Inferiority be gone. in Jesus' name. If that is you, if you are struggling with depression for one moment, you don't have to tell your life story, but just come forward. Just come forward. Is that if that is you? Depression or anything else, a heaviness. If you're in troubling with inferiority, just come forward. Insecurity, all those kinds. If anything is tormenting your soul, just come forward and we'll break that off of you in Jesus' name. Just come on, come down. Receive the joy of the Lord, which will be your strength. Just come on in Jesus' name. Come on forward.
He is good. Jesus.